If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
162 games of baseball a season can feel like a grind to watch, but you can put the excitement back into each and every game with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code ZABE to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using promo code ZABE to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com.
Today's Power Lunch is brought to you by The Palm at Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Sure, The Palm is great for a fancy night out, but it's also the perfect midweek spot for a lunch with a client, or lunch to catch up with a friend, or maybe even to do an interesting podcast like this. Power Lunch menu selections at The Palm start at $26 for an appetizer, meal, and dessert. Book your reservation today directly at thepalm.com, open table, or by calling them at 703-917-917. 0200.
I can make most anything on the menu except
whatever you got is fine.
I'm gonna say some bad words. You're just gonna have to deal with it.
PB&J with the crusts cut off. Well, Brian, this is a very nutritious lunch.
Hey, you got enough money to pay for all this? You know, money, cash, dollars, dinero.
So what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome. What can I say?
And Chick saw me, Carol, on Instagram Live.
Yep.
A little something that you have been espousing to me for a while now. For several years since we started doing this podcast. You're like, you got an IG Live. And I'm like, what am I, some thirst trap?
You guys have been doing this podcast for years?
Couple.
Wow.
As soon as I left NBC?
It's my first invite, just so you know.
Is it? How about this?
For those who are listening, Carol has a person. His name is Jason.
Jason is
my
number two. He comes with me everywhere.
Well, who's your number one?
I'm the number one.
Is Jason your personal assistant?
No.
Is he your boyfriend? Is he your lover?
No.
Holy
no.
crap.
I know.
Well, I'm just asking all the natural questions.
Jason, do you want to come and tell everyone what you are? Mm. No.
He can just shout it off, Mike.
Jason is your studio man.
Sorry, I was going to guess. I was going to say, is he your guru?
He's my studio manager.
Is he your spiritual guy?
Mm. He should be.
Okay.
He's helping me stay sane.
Is he your operations manager at your spa? By the way, free plug for Carol's spa. Go ahead. Tell us.
Well and Wonder Studio.
4926 Wisconsin Avenue Northwest in Tenley Town.
Drop the baritone in there.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Well and Wonder Studio. Come for your yoga. Come for your hemp. Come for your hang. Hemp. Heal and Hang Center.
Heal and Hang. I love it.
I heal and hang.
And so. you're going to start doing blazing yoga.
We have just called Chill. It's on Friday nights. Okay. We've been doing it now for about 4 or 5 months.
Does it involve edibles?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, nice. Now, what's the state of legality of...
It's recreationally legal in D.C.
Okay.
So we're allowed to gift it. We can't sell it. So it comes as part of your ticket in some special 21-plus events.
Okay.
And there's lots of other stuff, so not everyone.
When do you think D.C. will fully legalize?
Not until it's federally legal.
Oh,
it should.
Oh, because it's a federal district.
We have the highest density of cannabis users in the country. And by the way, we should. We should. We're so edgy and stressed out and so much pain. And this is a natural, non-addictive way to kind of chill out.
Good. I like it.
Yeah.
There you go.
So it was featured in the Wall Street Journal last week that they're doing it in New York. And I'm like, I've been doing this for like 4 or 5 months.
Hello.
But we have a nice little club. It sells out, basically. We think about doing back-to-back. It's a great Friday night thing, and we hang out afterwards.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Now, can you do yoga while on edibles, or is
yes,
that too complicated?
Yes, and there's nothing better. It's the best
idea ever. Are you sure you wouldn't be face down?
No, you
mat.
Get out of your head. You get into your body. You feel every breath. Yeah. It is it's not the kind of class that makes you fly around and sweat.
Okay,
it's called Chill.
I'm gonna try it, but I need to get in some kind of shape first.
No,
give me 30 days.
No,
30
no,
days to do this.
It's not the kind of class that you need to get in shape for. This is the kind of class that you show up, no body checking, no mirrors, no judgment. You stay on your mat.
There's no mirrors.
One's looking around. Everyone's high, Zabe. Their eyes are closed.
Does everybody wear blindfolds? Because then I could possibly come to the studio. Otherwise, I only want other people blindfolded so as to not to see me.
So many people say, I have to get in shape to come. I'm like, no.
No, you do not. No.
Chick, do you want to go?
I used to do yoga with Kelly Johnson, our former colleague, for several months.
And then...
The short story is that an older lady walked in who I recognized as the mother of one of my friends from elementary school who I was still close with. And so I said to Mrs. Brownstein, I gave her the look like yes, it's me. Yes, it's you. And, you know, I kind of gave her a look like, at some point during the class, I'm going to say something. And she's going to have to be okay with it. So at some point, we're doing a stretch. And I'm not very flexible. And Mrs. Brownstein said, Carlos, you're not doing it right. And I said, listen, you old biddy, why don't you shut the hell up? Well, everybody in the class, including Kelly, went, what the hell?
Wow.
Then I had to reveal that we knew each other from back in the day.
Okay. All right, very good.
No, so every go.
Like the one thing you really should be scared about is that someone in the class will probably let one go. Let one go.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah. And there's always a tutor.
Yeah.
And no one looks up, but we all laugh.
You all laugh. As long as it's not too devastating.
My most embarrassing yoga moment was this.
Oh,
I can't believe I'm admitting this, but I used to do a lot of hot yoga. I've since realized hot's so bad for you.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's really bad for you. You have a headache all day. You're dehydrated. Depends on for the select few people that need that kind of extra for their motivation.
Chick, here comes the emails from Hot Yoga Nation.
Listen.
Because I can guarantee
you
they're
of people
coming.
Get some really great workouts and benefits from it.
But
most of us will get a headache, overextend our muscles, and suffer an injury.
Right.
Okay, so most of us. I'm not saying it's terrible for everybody.
Okay.
But most of us, it's not great for.
So why do they advertise?
So I did it.
What are the hype hot yoga?
Because people want to feel like they're getting a workout by standing
like
there and they're sweating buckets and they're doing nothing.
Right.
They're not building their own heat. I'm just saying my most embarrassing yoga moment I had those. I used to not want to nip out in front of anyone ever. So I used to wear those.
Nip out.
So I used to wear those covers that you put inside inserts
pasties.
into your bra.
Right.
And I went to do a forward fold and they fell out.
Wow.
That is embarrassing.
Because I was so sweaty.
You know that I have permanently hard nipples?
Really?
I do.
Did not. All these
you
years.
Show them?
20 years I've never
touch.
Seen it.
Go ahead, touch.
Yeah. Seriously? That's kind of
gross. There's got to be a condition.
It'd be kind of gross. What do you mean kind of gross?
You never
kind of gross.
You never calm down. You're never
just,
like in a hot shower. Just like
just, what are you doing over there? they're just that's what they are.
There's got to be a diagnosis.
No,
for
not,
that.
Yeah, there is. Areola calcificatia. Hard nipples.
Wait, are we drinking right now?
What no, we're not drinking, it but might we
have,
could be.
It might have been, you know, I used to body surf at the Ocean City all the time, and I might have just...
You swear to God, every time I see you now, I'm grabbing your...
you do a nipple check?
You have to do
nipple
both?
Check. Yeah, I mean, I have to do both.
One's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Something else is always hard. You want to check that, Carol? Nope.
I saw the best Instagram post yesterday. Oh, this God. Woman on a beach
what the hell is
with
going
a
on
swimsuit.
Here?
And she goes, and it's actually one of those real sounds that's trending, but it's like saying, no, I'm not trying to show off my boobs. I'm a woman and I have boobs. Like, basically, this is what I wear. I'm not trying to show them off. Like, everyone's always talking about women being thirsty on Instagram.
You women need to just calm down on that.
You phone. Women, he said. You,
that's...
Oh, I'm sorry, woke chick. Was that a little bit aggressive for you?
I mean,
I am lumping them all together.
I have to go home at some point to a woman. Just saying.
Okay, let's get focused here. Let's get down to it. Okay. 10 unthinkable topics here on the Zabecast today. Topic one, I just changed the game. What's your best life hack? Because I think I came up with one. I blurted this out in the kitchen. My wife and daughter's like, what? I took a La Croix sparkling water with just a hint of like grapefruit, and I took a Mio lemonade squirt bottle and went, psst, boom. Change the game. It was such a delicious drink. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, the game has been changed now. Look out, everybody.
What's the squirt
bottle? Life hack.
What's the squirt?
Mio. You know, it's the synthetic zero-calorie squirt bottles. Come in a bunch of different flavors. You've never bought these to put them in your water?
Jason brings them into the studio.
You got Jason. Him. Jason's a big Mio guy.
Yeah.
A bunch of different makers make him as well.
But what's in it? How healthy?
It's not healthy. It's the same amount. It's the same kind of chemicals that are in diet sodas, but with a few less chemicals that go into the sodas to keep them fizzy and whatnot. So it's probably a little bit better than a diet soda, but it was goddamn tasty. I tell you that much. Boom. Changed the game. So now you guys have to think of something in life, anything in life, a life hack, a habit, a thing that you do that you say, this changes the game. You ought to try this.
I got two. One, have sex every day, whether it's with a partner or yourself. And
that's
two,
not a hack.
What do you mean?
That's a good thing to do.
It's a habit. Okay. All right.
It's a hack.
All right.
Not everybody does it.
Okay.
You had to be really sweet to her. You must be.
I got strong wrists. And the other thing is, I
shower babies.
I think we're on the precipice of inventing a new drink called the Chick at my club, Manor Country Club. After winning this weekend, I had
what is it?
I got a big, nice little trophy of a huge crystal with the senior club.
Yeah.
Champ on there, first flight champ, and two liters of Guinness. Two scoops of vanilla ice cream and
what?
Bailey's.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something.
Oh, my
The Chick.
God.
That thing was so smooth. And you know, I just, people walk by and say, can I have a taste? I said, sure, make me another one because I'm not going to eat that. I know where that guy's mouth has been. But it was so good. And when the next time I walk in there, I'll get a smaller version, one Guinness, one scoop, one shot of Bailey's.
All right.
But that's for me.
That's it. Okay.
It's quality of life.
Carol, give me a life hack. You just changed the game. Something you do.
Oh, man. I have edible popsicles now.
Okay, there's that.
And then after class, we can gift them. And having a popsicle after a yoga class, when you're already feeling like elevated and lifted.
How do I drive home, though, after that?
Well, that's the thing. Everybody has to either Uber or wait 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
And that's minor. You know how it's not the kind of edible where you're like, just a leg, you know. We're talking about like you can eat the whole thing and be fine.
Okay.
That's my life hack.
All right. Topic two, the big rebuild. In sports, are you okay with the big rebuild, which is what the Nationals are doing right now in the wake of this Soto trade? It requires a sort of level of patience and commitment and fan loyalty. That's hard. When do you think they're going to be good again, Chick, the Nationals?
3 years.
Okay.
3 years.
Three years.
3 years, dude. It's a long time. Now, because unless they change ownership.
Which they will. They're going to sell.
They're going to sell. So who comes
Maybe the new owner comes in.
Remind me you know that for sure, because you say it with such certainty.
Certainty, because John Ronis, who does the Capital Golf Gang, personally teaches Mark Lerner golf lessons.
Okay.
He knows everything. He knows so much about the Nationals and what's going on, he can't even talk to me because he knows I'm a security risk.
Right.
And I have a
podcast. I love Mark Lerner. I've interviewed him. Mm-hmm. I know his wife. I'm very, very, very affectionate.
Carol, pre-pandemic, was the dugout reporter for the Nationals.
Mark Lerner doesn't know all the time. I'm just telling you.
Really? He's in the dark sometimes?
No, I'm just saying it's a machine. So I wouldn't take with one person says.
Well, he may not know a batting stance change in Victor Robles'.
He knows what intention might be. You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
But all right. So
I've heard some other
big rebuild, Carol, that they're going to go under. I mean, how do you feel about it?
I'm sickened. Absolutely sickened. And I know it's not Mike Rizzo's doing.
Right.
Teams
and sports.
I'm still feel betrayed by them. They won the World Series. We didn't really get to even build off that.
We
had the pandemic.
Gone.
I watch baseball now, and I actually have a trigger of trauma. Like, I can't do this right now. Like, wow. I have to turn it down.
Really?
And I know the other.
Two and a half years after winning the World Series, in a market of our size, what's our TV market size?
Seven.
The whole DMA, seven.
And I think that Soto actually, I know he bought a house. He's famously bought a house this year. But I believe.
In D.C.?
Yeah.
Whoops.
I believe that he insisted on something. I do. I think he was so tired. Everyone's gone but him.
Let me go back to your larger point, Carol. That is, you're right. In October of 2019, they won the World Series in seven games. Amazing moment, amazing thrill for the city. And 2.5 years later. Right? 2.5?
Yes.
Yeah, we're not to October yet. 2.5 years later, it's all gone. It's all gone.
All gone.
All gone. Like, the Yankees would never do this. Red Sox would never do this. No. The Dodgers would never do this. The Astros are not doing this.
As soon as they want it.
Those are all markets ahead of us.
As soon as they want it, the brass said, not all the brass, but the brass said, all right, now let's start the purge here a little bit and regroup.
Well, it started with Rendon. So they didn't want to, overpay. And so they were willing.
They never want to overpay.
Yeah. They were just, I guess with Harper then. Here's what we're offering you. And no, and once you say no, you're gone.
Yeah.
You're dead to us.
Yeah.
And of course they're going to say no. They're going to shop around. You don't get to buy a new car that often. So when you're a free agent, you got to figure out what's your best fit.
For years, some people have said that in U.S. sports, there should be relegation, like in Premier League soccer. That forces you to try to not totally suck because the last place team, you're gone.
Yeah.
You're down to the lower league. We'd never do that in the States because the way our ecosystem is, there's too much money in being a major league team and too much economics to it. We couldn't, but it would be a good thing because there's too many teams tanking now.
Yeah.
Both in baseball and in basketball.
And they think it's enough to tell the fans, tell us to trust the process. And we're so effing sick of it.
Yeah.
Not trusting any process. We watched the childish Bambino come onto the league and, hold his junk at all sorts of pitchers and cheered him through that until he was like World Series champion. And
that's Juan Soto's nickname, the childish Bambino.
And then they go off and now he's the final piece. He's an irreplaceable player and they just sent him off packing.
I hold my junk all the time. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
And your hard nipples.
Luckily, the nipples are above
areola
the table.
Areola calcification. It's a horrible condition.
You want to check
We're raising money for it.
Checking.
Okay. Nipple check.
Still hard.
Yeah. Well, who's closest in this town to a championship right now? Wizards, Capitals, Nationals, Commanders.
Commanders.
What are you laughing at? That's her name.
No.
Come on, Carol.
No.
Carol is laughing hysterically at the name of the football team.
This is the first we've been on with Julie, I guess, right after. But
they're
let's
officially
go to the
Commanders.
Center. Go ahead, Chick. They
just hashtag take command.
They just fired their defensive line coach.
This was a shock this morning. Sam Mills, an OG Panther who Ron brought here because he loves those ex-Panthers.
Yeah, didn't let him go. Fired.
Training camp, which never happens.
Correct. The timing is odd.
What the hell?
He went to go see his dad at the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And, you know, apparently, if you listen to all the talking heads, D-line wasn't quite getting along with Mills.
Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible. You don't think it was, like, punishment for not getting back in time from the Hall of Fame?
I can't imagine that. I mean, Ron is one of those dudes, he's, you know, post his cancer has really embraced and quality of life, right?
And
so, so that can't be the reason.
Yeah.
It's got to be, hey, like, I guess when Mills was gone for that open practice or something else, practice last week, things are going kind of smoothly.
Right.
And they're like, eh, the other dude's... We like him. So, yeah, timing is awful. But, no, Commanders, not the next team to win a title.
Here's another topic.
Which one is? That's why I'm sitting here going, do you have another choice? Do I have an option?
Mystics.
D, none of the
How
above?
About the Mystics? I don't know.
I mean, I'm trying to size that up. It's a tough time for DC sports.
It is. We had a good run for a little short span there.
We got hot.
Got hot
at the tables there, for sure.
It's not Wizards.
Caps in 18, Nats in 19.
Maybe Caps.
I would trade all of it for just one good football season if I was a
just
Commander
competitive
fan.
In December.
How about 11 wins? They haven't had 11 wins, Carol, since 92.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, God damn is right.
Yeah. It's not
Thank
good.
God we can swear on a podcast. It's not Sunday. You better go to church and say a bunch of Hail Marys for that.
Yeah, and bring some edibles GD. To church, by the way.
Okay, topic number three. Have you seen the Big Ten media rights that are about to explode? They won't be on ESPN for the first time in 40 years in either basketball or football, but they're going to be making something like $345 million a year on a combination of CBS, NBC, and Fox.
Yeah, it's going to be weird to
Let's
see
Let's go
on
CBS.
You guys are two television
Let's
guys.
Go CBS.
Why?
I work for them, and hopefully I'll be calling some college games.
You work for CBS Sportsnet now?
I do.
Congratulations.
CBS Sports, yes.
Well, you didn't know that? He was a play-by-play guy.
I called
all over the country.
A couple games last year and then a lot of basketball games last year. So I'm hoping that I would love to call some Big Ten action. But, yeah, I'm all down for it.
Okay. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
The SEC deal is still in, like, the last year of its deal with CBS. One of the most undervalued. One of the greatest steals
Correct.
Of a television rights deal. It's like $85 million for the conference.
Yeah.
But it's about to explode and then leapfrog past the Big Ten rights.
Yeah.
Here's what's crazy, Carol.
And then go where? Stay with the same networks or are they going to go to ESPN?
That's a good question. ESPN's going to have to go after them.
No, I think it's going to be – well, yeah, ESPN is in bed with them, and I think that's where they're going
to
spend
gonna
their money.
They're going to have to go after
them. Oh, they got to go after them. So here's the larger point, Carol. In my entire career – in this business, I have never once seen what would be called a genuine sports recession. I've never seen a franchise value sell for less than the guy bought it. I've never seen a rights fee package be less than the previous one. I've never seen average salaries in any sport chick
drop,
decline even a tick.
No, or a hard nipple.
What does that say about sports?
Well, that's a pretty big question for lunch, but okay. It says that everyone's feeling what I'm feeling right now, I think, in this
Hungry?
Area. No, there's bigger S going on. There's a shift in energy, and everyone had a near-death experience with COVID, even though they weren't, but we felt like it. There were going to be body bags
so
lining
want,
the street.
People want
and
the
what brought us together
sports.
Right before, right. What doesn't matter your economic status or your proximity or whatever. If you had shared a love for a team,
right.
That was your big community building. And so I take it as this is just a shift. This is to burn it down, to build it back up, because most of the people who were doing, you know, their sports fandom that were cavalier about it, they're off doing other things and worried about a war or a recession.
I mean, the casual sports fan.
Yeah.
But overall, the appetite for sports, chick, remains stronger than ever. And I think Carol hit on it, that you want to be part of something. We're all so separated now. We're all so into our devices, into
right.
a virtual world.
Head down.
And many of us working at home. So you don't even have an office of coworkers.
Sure, sure.
Some of whom you may hate, but a lot of them you really like.
Right.
We don't get that social interaction. Sports is that one gathering
well,
place.
What,
on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, on Twitter, yes, but in stadiums as well.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's a common language.
Well, a lot of people I know are still not very comfortable going back into an arena
True.
Or even an outdoor stadium.
True.
I know. I'm not the same.
Right.
But there's just there's still a pretty significant percentage of people who are hesitant. And I think this is the burn it burn it down to build it back up stage.
It won't go down because folks want to, they do, even though they're, some are hesitant about gathering, they want, this is, you know, I grew up with, there's always a team atmosphere. All my, I've always had close friends, you know, individual sport. Other than golf in the latter part of my life, I've always been a team sport guy. Tailgating, hanging out before and after games.
Yeah.
And that's what folks want to do. So the teams haven't priced the fans out. They've tried. Certainly have tried to price them out.
Right.
And you know, in this town, Commanders fans.
Yeah. You know, they, Hashtag take command.
I mean, they have, they have shown up by not showing up, right? They have shown up by not showing up at games. I mean,
how do you think
it's rated the 30th stadium in the NFL right now?
How do you think attendance will be this year for the Commanders?
I think
worse
down.
I think in the beginning it'll be. It's a little bit of a bump.
A little look-see.
What do we got? And then go, oh, really?
Well, some airmail passes by Wensylvania, and we're...
Wensylvania.
And it's over.
Look at Carol throwing shade. Wait, yeah. I didn't know she was such a hater, you know?
Only around me.
Even though I've punched out and I'm a Packer fan now, I don't hate as much on the Commanders. Carol is full hate. I love it.
I'm just saying, what they say... What did Rivera say yesterday? We said, I'm not too overly concerned about... When I heard that clip... There's something when you are scrolling through interview after interview and you hear like what we call a soundbite when it's like ding in your brain, ding, that's what I'm going to use.
Right.
And when I heard that and I'm not working anymore and I heard that ding go off my brain, I thought, boy, does that sound familiar. And I thought, I'm not overly concerned about the injured O-line. I'm not overly concerned about the lack of height on the receiving core. I'm not overly concerned about our defense, which was ranked last in the league last year. We've covered that every single year. You hear I'm not overly concerned about the quarterback position again, and you're like, I know exactly how this year is going to play out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. Power lunch here at the Palm in Tyson's Corner. Come on down. You're looking at the power lunch menu right there. For a mere $24, I believe it is, you can get a power lunch, a three-piece combo of sorts there, depending on what you like.
$29, Dave.
$29, including things like lobster bisque for a appetizer. Mm-hmm. You can have chicken parm, the center cut filet, which I like, and a little dessert, including the Junior's New York style cheesecake. So you got that going for you. Come on down and get yourself a power lunch for any occasion.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll talk Katie's demand. We will talk Serena Williams announcing her retirement. And with a little bit of Hard Knocks and whatever else we got. All right?
Okay.
I'm Carol, excited
you're
about whatever.
Finally eat.
You changed my. You changed
I'm
the rundown.
Down over there.
Lay
girl.
Off me. I'm starving.
She's chewing my elbow.
162 games of baseball a season can feel like a grind to watch, but you can put the excitement back into each and every game with my bookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities to win than my bookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code ZABE to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using promo code ZABE to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Okay, we're back here at the Palm and Tyson's Corner for a power lunch. Carol Maloney.
Power lunch.
Of the...
Well and Wonder Studio.
Well and Wonder Studio in Northwest D.C.
Pinky swear right now that you're going to come see me and take a class. Pinky.
Total pinky swear right there.
Thank you.
Oh, God, that hurt my pinky. I need yoga for my pinky.
Yeah.
You did actually make a sound, an old man sound, when you were reaching over the table.
Oh, I make lots of old man sounds, yes.
That was my New Year's resolution, to not bend over and go,
All right, Chick Hernandez joining us. He now calls games for CBS Sports. I think he does stuff for PGA Tour Live as well.
He
got a couple irons in the fire, formerly of Comcast Sportsnet and NBC Sports Washington, it became.
Yes.
Right? And Carol was there as well for a number of years, and she was also at Channel 4 in D.C., WRC.
I was just going to say, do you guys know our colleague and friend Matt Williams just asked me to host some Facebook shows?
Nice.
For...
I'll tell you, I have to figure out if I'm going to do it first.
Matt's a long-time PR guy in the business.
Matt Williams used to be Abe Poland's right-hand man.
His
Jason.
Yes. There you go. Your assistant Jason. Your ops manager Jason. Not your guru. Not your lover. Not your
he's like a new
personal
bestie.
Assistant. He's just a
knocker. I'm taking my son to college next week, and he's going to be me all week. I'm so sorry.
Okay. There you go.
Hard act to follow right there.
All right. So a couple things sports-wise. These all popped up this morning, Tuesday morning. KD has thrown down the gauntlet with owner Joe Tsai.
KD to D.C. D.C.
Of the Brooklyn Nets, saying either fire GM Sean Marks and head coach Steve Nash, or I'm going to not come back. He, of course, wanted a trade in June. They've shopped him. Their asking price is exorbitant.
That's the word.
That's what I'm looking for. And so there's been no takers. No takers are arguably for one of the best players of the current generation. Not named LeBron. Unbelievable, isn't it? And I think KD is realizing, shit, wherever I go, they're going to be a shadow of a roster. And wherever I go, we're going to suck. It's going to be me and a bunch of scabroons trying to beat the world.
See, this is what happens when you pay athletes more money than God.
Okay? Yes.
They think they are gods. They are treated like gods. And now they're all looking for positioning. And the guys have watched LeBron James call his shot. I'm going to take my services to Miami. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Kevin Durant thinks that he is the cat's meow. I was going to use a different verbiage.
I like cat's meow.
Ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he's pulling a power. We're here at a power lunch. He's pulling that power play, the ultimate power play, getting Steve Nash out. Other guys don't like Nash too, but what players all love their coach? Maybe the guys at San Antonio played for Popovich, but other than that,
to actually have the kind of leverage to feel like you could even have the audacity to make that a public demand.
Yeah.
Freaking amazing.
It is.
And this is what is the problem with KD.
But it's got his ass in a crack right
now.
This
is the problem with KD.
Because he's over-leveraged himself.
Yes, this is what I was going to lead down to my take, which is because he's been so surly with his fan base on social media. He's very sensitive. He gets into it, right?
He has burner accounts.
His burner accounts.
Yeah.
That's, to me, the most embarrassing thing.
He feels this kind of confidence. When you have the kind of confidence and aggression that he has right now, it's a dangerous, lethal combination. And I feel like he's going to hit a little bit enough of a bottom that could possibly come here. And I'll take it. He's going to be welcome. Before, he didn't want to come back to D.C. because it was going to be too much of a circus. All those people from Prince George's County wanting tickets. I did the parade with him that day. Him and his family, they were lovely at the community center where he basically grew up and napped and played basketball.
Yes.
We had a big thing. It was a whole KD day.
For those who don't know, Kevin Durant is from Maryland.
No question.
Yeah. Where in Maryland?
Prince George's County.
Prince George's County, a little Upper Marlboro action.
And he went to high school.
I've never been able to say it.
Upper Marlboro?
Upper Marlboro.
Upper?
Marlboro.
Marlboro.
Marlboro, Marlboro.
Okay.
Marlboro man.
It's Marlboro, yes.
Okay.
Marlboro.
And he played high school basketball at DeMatha.
No.
No.
He was a arch.
No.
No, he was.
He was.
With Gravis.
That place. The
which
thing.
What?
Yeah, Gravis.
Yeah, thank you.
Archbishop Spalding.
Yeah, Archbishop.
That's what I said. Archbishop Spalding.
Spalding.
Yes.
Why did I think he was a DeMatha guy?
By the way, congrats to Gravis, who just got into the Maryland Athletic Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Good for him.
There you go.
Very good. Former Terrapin. Anyway. So here's the thing. He has not played a minute yet of this new extension, this four-year, $200 million extra shot of money. And he's got the balls to be out there going, trade me. He's got the balls to be saying, well, since you can't trade me, fire that guy, fire that guy. It's the kind of thing that makes you want to hate the NBA, which I don't. I enjoy the NBA. I don't take it that seriously. I do.
Really?
You sense that I don't?
No, I don't sense you don't. I don't.
I enjoy it. You don't enjoy the NBA.
I love college basketball. The NBA, until it's playoff time for me, is like, okay, up and down the court. Here we go. It's a 30-point lead.
Well, regular season
that's
NBA.
It'll be tight by the end.
It's the most
uninspiring
sport in the world, regular season.
How much
has
John Wall
games?
Played and still getting paid an exorbitant amount of money?
There are too many bad contracts out there that are just soaking up money. But there's great players.
There are great players.
There's great storylines. I mean, you know, it's the handful of guys that make you roll your eyes and go, really,
dude? Correct.
Yeah.
Now, I'm spoiled because in Milwaukee, we got Giannis. I mean, Giannis is the poster child for, are you real? Like, can you be a real thing? He has this childlike wonder about Oreos. And, you know, ordering 50-piece nuggets at Chick-fil-A the day after he scores 50 to win the NBA title.
Right. Well, it's like a Rod Strickland who everybody said, well, God, this is way back in the day. Boy, he just looks like he's a quiet dude. He wasn't a quiet dude. And the dude would eat a hot dog before every game.
Until
one day he let it loose on the court.
Yes.
You know, and everybody said, what is that? Well, it's a hot dog, dude. You know? But he's like, this is what I grew up. I grew up eating hot dogs and playing basketball. That's what I did.
Sure.
You know? So
I enjoy the playoffs in the NBA. I don't really consume a lot of full games during the course of the regular season.
Right.
The level of athleticism and the state of the art of the game of basketball is off the charts amazing. But it's a league that is so full of shit sometimes. Yeah. And its players are way out of whack because they make so much money.
They make
That's
so much
guaranteed.
Money.
And it's guaranteed.
That's the big problem.
There's nothing that can stop that money from coming to Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was a league in which the Nets could go, you know what? We're just going to release you. And we're going to pull all that money back off the table.
Correct.
Guys aren't going to be demanding trades or saying, fire this guy, fire that guy.
Yeah. Right. That's why you don't have NFL players
I am not saying it as a diss on Kevin. I'm like jealous. I'm like, this is awesome. How awesome for you.
You want that kind of money. Now, did you play Mega Millions when it was up to $1.3 million?
I had a friend buy me a ticket. Yeah.
And
you
didn't win because you're here today.
Yeah. Listen, although
for free lunch.
For free lunch.
We did pinky swear that we wouldn't tell anyone because I wouldn't want people to be weird afterwards.
They'll know.
If you won, you mean?
I would be one of those like, somebody from Kensington, Maryland won.
Right.
And they're not coming forward. And maybe I drive a slightly better car.
A Batmobile.
And maybe I get like those pavers in the front that I want of this house.
I'm with you. I wouldn't tell anybody. It would be obvious. It would be obvious.
Chick, I think that ruins
Chick,
your
you
life.
You would bling out your shit so much.
I'd be a member at Burning Tree, Congressional.
if they have you.
Good point. I'd have to be sponsored.
Wow, so you'd have to go through a rigorous membership application.
I think I could get a Hall of Fame coach to sponsor me at the tree.
Gary? Gary's your sponsor,
I think
baby?
I think he'd be all
this
right.
This is where we find out if your relationship is true.
That's true.
So I've always had this argument about how much money would you want to win the lottery. My answer is $5 million. Because it's enough to be set for life if you're smart, but so small, relatively speaking.
People aren't going to be coming at you all the time.
Well, they'll still come at you, but it's an easier no.
Yeah.
It's an easier way to go, no, that's in the bank. That's for my kids. That's for our retirement. I can't give you any money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was only $5 million. After taxes, it was $3
million. Right.
So fuck off. $1.3 billion.
Wow.
$1.3 billion. They're coming at you.
I'm taking it. Yeah. I don't care.
They're coming at you. They're coming at you again. They'll never stop coming at you.
At my opening press conference with my $1.3 billion check, I go, this is great. It's awesome. My family's set. My grandkids are set. Don't ask for money.
Here's the thing
and
about money.
They would hear you once and then forget and ignore you and come back.
I would just ignore.
My take.
So you'd keep saying no.
I don't want to say no. I just ignore.
I actually have to put a physical hand between you for a second. I just want to say one thing about money. Is that it is
the root of all evil.
No, it's you, I think when you have, I've had varying degrees. I felt filthy rich before, and I felt really poor. And I'm talking about in the last 10 years, even. Mm-hmm. Like, I've just had money dropping off. I didn't care what things, I never looked. And now I'm like really tight with money. I put it all in my business, blah, blah, blah. But what I would say is that when you have it, you don't want the usual problems that everyone has. And it gives you such anxiety, or it makes you feel so dissatisfied, because here you are, you could be filthy rich and still have the usual problems. And how is that possible?
You could have more problems.
I think you do have more problems.
More money, more problems. Somebody once sang a song about that.
I love that song.
All right, let's eat our soup, and then we'll finish up. Serena Williams. Absolutely the GOAT of women's tennis.
No question.
Not even a question.
If anybody's got a question about that, they need to be shot.
And a couple more live defectors, Chick. So, off topic before we get to Serena, or maybe off the beaten sports path. How are you guys with names as we are now all in our 50s? Better? Worse?
I'm going to say better.
A little better?
I'm better.
A lot worse. Why are you better? Have you worked on it?
Well, I'm better. It's my business. So I really try to know everyone's name. I'm about up to 587, and I pretty much can name most. I sometimes will have to say, remind me your name again. But
okay.
I know. I am helped by the fact that I am very focused when I meet them. And right. Then I also have a written sheet on some scheduling app.
Quick, what's our server's name?
Max.
There you go. Good job.
Hi, Max.
Okay. How are you going to remember that next time we're in here? Could be a month. Could be 2 months.
That will be hard.
You may not even be
here. That's a memory problem. There's two different things. It's a focus problem or a memory problem.
I have tremendous memory.
Are you good with names, Chick?
Long-term memory is my best asset.
What about names?
Names, I'm okay with. The problem is, you know, being in media is that everybody knows you. So when they come to you, hey, Chick, you know, hey, remember back in 1992? And I, you know, so I got into this thing, and my wife would like, how do you know them? I said, I don't. But it sounded like you did. Well, because if I say, no, I don't remember you, then that conversation just dies right there. So I go, yeah. Oh, yeah. Give them the, yeah. And so when I get somebody's name, I will make a point of going.
Brenda with the braids?
It's Zabe. It's Zabe. Got it. You know, so that's
good. Yeah, it's good to reconfirm.
Absolutely.
And hit it one more time. Yeah. And then what about putting the first famous name you think of? So if it's Carlos, I go, oh, Carlos, nice to meet you, right? Carlos? And then in your head you go, Carlos Santana.
Really?
Wow.
First, that's my mnemonic.
Okay.
Now, there was a famous Michael Scott scene in The Office. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't remember it.
I love that show. Tell me.
Do you remember when he tried to show off his skills remembering names in the Stanford branch of guys he didn't work with? And he was going through names like Lazy Eye.
Oh, God.
Frubby, Blackie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was totally cringe, which is, of course, the humor in The Office.
Wow.
Why are you even bringing this up, though? There had to be something.
Just because I've really become more and more concerned at my inability to pull names as quickly as I thought I once was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it could be a couple factors. I think one is, in sports, there's so many names of so many players and so many teams, and they keep piling up.
Yeah, like snowfall. You're full up there.
Years and years and years and years and years. You remember the past names, Chick. You remember the current names.
Absolutely. Max capacity of your brain, maybe.
The hard drive only goes so much.
Right.
Secondly, there is the Google factor or the autofill factor with our devices.
I don't need a member. I don't need a member.
You know, email addresses. Uh-huh. You know, we're out of practice in that.
Oh, completely.
And I also am now at the point where I don't like choking on names. I don't like guessing, and so I'm gun-shy. It's like I'm a quarterback that doesn't want to throw it into tight windows.
Right.
I mean, we had an event last night, and I had to say, I was to Jason or someone else. I was like,
ugh. Some call him Justin, but go ahead.
Jason.
Jason Derulo.
I can't remember her name.
I'll never forget Jason Derulo.
She's been here twice. I know exactly what classes or what event she's been here. I can't remember her name. Please go find out for me. And then they'll walk by and be like, it's Laura. And then I'll be like, hey, Laura, you leaving?
It's like the VP. You're like the Veep.
Yeah, no, that's a good trick is to do some advanced scouting.
No question.
Spring in the year. And they ambush them.
If I get somebody that walks into a room and I go, I know their name, but I know that I have to do an introduction. It's like pulling teeth for me. I'm just like, how do I get around this? How do I get around this? And I just kind of go, if it's my wife, I go, Mary Ellen, And I just give the old hand gesture. And that person then goes, I'm Steve.
Okay, so.
Right. How about when you set them up and they still whip and they still don't say their name?
Then it's a problem.
This is my friend from the pizza place.
Yeah, no.
Can't everybody. Do it. And it's her birthday.
Yeah. Nope.
I liken it to, you know, if you're gun shy about names and you're like a quarterback who doesn't want to fire it into a tight window, the check down to the running back is, hey, guy, or. Hey, coach, or...
Yes. Hey, I say, hey, love.
Hey, center.
Love.
Hey, love.
Hey, love.
Yeah. Hey, neighbor.
Yeah.
That's a check down to the running back.
What's
that
up, bud?
Sucks.
Hey, bud.
Hey,
so,
bud.
So this is happening to me recently. I have my cell phone on my business card now, and I'm giving it out all the time.
Yes.
And a couple of Fridays ago, I was out with for a lunch, like a drinking lunch. It was a happy
drinking
Friday.
Lunch.
Early Friday thing.
Okay, early.
Anyway, that night I get a few great to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And then the other one's like, someone didn't tell me their name on that. Just, hey, great to meet you. And I'm like, awesome, so fun. And then the follow up, would you like to have a drink?
Oh.
And then the you is just the you. It's not Y-O-U. Mm-hmm. So my friends and I are like, that's definitely a girl. Because I meet so many people every day,
who
right?
Dis?
I'm always giving out my card.
Who
here's
dis?
My card, here's my card. And so I did. The next time
who
that happened,
dis?
It was a guy, by the way.
Who
the
dis?
Next time it I thought for sure, do you use the letter U instead
no,
of
I'm
Y-O-U?
A punctuation stickler on.
Except for commas and hyphens. Go ahead.
So
except
then
for
the
free podcast lunch or podcast
totally busted.
No.
So the next time that happened, I did the who dis, and I had just met him that day, and it was more of a work thing, but his name is 11. And
no,
I don't,
it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's not a name.
He's a
that's
rapper, enough. And he's going to have an event at my space. But he just, because I meet so many people, I think they're like, want to text me right away when I give him a card and say, oh, but yeah.
Does he write 11 or is it just a number?
Let me find out.
Is he in relation to Tekashi 6ix9ine?
I don't know what his last name is. I think it's
that's
just
11.
That's
the only numerical-related rapper I know, chick.
Oh, my God.
He's really good,
he's in
I
jail,
heard.
Actually.
You heard he's really good.
Really
11.
Good.
And
as
do you
a,
ask
as
him
a,
did
as
you
a
ask,
rapper or as a drink date?
Did you say, Mr. 11,
yeah.
How did you get your name? And he's like, yo, man, it's one better than 10, like Spinal Tap.
I'm the
11th.
I'm
yes,
but
you
if
can't, you go to a 10 on your speakers.
We got 12 kids in my family.
11. Okay. Well, anyway, there's tricks to be had. We'll figure that out.
I can't
so,
find it.
Serena Williams, the GOAT
yeah.
of tennis, announcing she would retire, I guess, at the end of the summer after the U.S.
After,
Open.
After the U.S. Open. And she is – anybody who questions whether or not she's the GOAT needs to have their head checked.
The numbers are overwhelming.
The numbers, which I can't even begin to tell you because they're just too many – how she changed the game in so many different respects.
The style of play, too.
Style of
power
play.
Power of tennis.
No question. What she did, not just for the black female athlete,
mm-hmm.
But for female athletes and empowered them and how it's tennis and it's business, all of that. And in the fact that her daughter, Olympia, is like, I want to be a sister. That's what she said. I want to be a sister. So guess what Serena's set about to do? She's going to set about becoming a mom again, and that's where her importance lies. And I'm all for it. It's tough to see the GOATs go, but they all
eventually
do.
They do,
you know?
I like seeing it this way.
Yeah, I do too.
23-time major champion.
She's calling her own shot.
319 weeks, not days. 319
yeah.
weeks as the number one WTA player.
Right.
And
the money, she
not,
changed the money for all the players.
Yeah.
She
and if
changed
not,
it.
And if not for injuries... She
correct.
Would have been even more dominant, if not for the fact I think she kind of got a little bit bored and then was doing some of the, you know, fashion stuff, which
right.
is obviously a passion.
A passion.
She's had to put up with so much, though,
true.
Behind the scenes.
Thank
so
you.
Much, you know, racial discord. I think she has done a...
On the court and off.
Yeah, I think she's done a solid for everybody.
Yeah, and yet Venus was never as good.
No.
I can't figure it out.
Why?
But... I just want to finish that
shouldn't
thought.
Should they both be good?
Venus is very good.
She was
Venus
good.
Was very good.
She was good enough.
Brett Lindros good. like that other guy.
Is Marty Fish good?
No, I'm just saying like a brother or a sister who's good.
She was very good.
Made the majors, but was not nearly as good.
No,
she All right, how about this? Quick
she's
topic.
Cooper. Cooper Manning.
Cooper Manning.
Yeah.
Well, Cooper was injured.
Yeah, that's true.
If Cooper wasn't injured. So,
I think so.
Maybe he was like
Her
Eli.
Body, you know, because Venus's body is tall, long,
she's leaner.
Lean.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And Serena's just so strong. But what I was going to say is the whole thing when she had that tantrum about the coaching.
That was her low moment. Yeah, the one. Yeah,
and she ruined it for that.
I'm going to shove this ball down your throat.
Yeah.
Hey, we've all been there.
It's hard for me not to think of that whenever I – it's part of her legacy. It's going to be.
All right.
But I understand where she was coming from. She had it.
In closing, Chick, you and I have got to play golf this summer. We've gone over. That's an outrage.
It is an outrage.
I would love to come to your Club Manor. It's really good. It's
You were once
an honorary member, which I didn't get to use because I lived too far away.
True.
And I regret to this day that I lost that thing because it's such a great club.
I'm the only honorary member to become a full member.
Good. Now you're paying, so yeah, I'd love to rack up your guest fees.
Tremendous.
Just let me know when.
Anytime you want to come across the water, the bridge. You, Maloney, no chance.
And then, Carol, we're going to go do yoga, Chick and I, at the Well and Wonder studio.
It's becoming smooth. It's just rolling right off the tongue.
That's right.
I appreciate that.
All right, check it out. Your website
Say wellandwonderstudio.com. But before I go, I just want to say thank you for using my name today. Because you invited me to come on your podcast. This is like 2 months I've been holding this in.
Uh-oh, so. Here we go.
You invited me to come on the podcast last time, and I brought Julie. And you fawned over Julie the whole interview.
Why did you do that?
And you never even put my name in the typeface.
Oh.
My name was never mentioned on ever once. Just
why did,
FYI.
Why did you bring Julie?
Because now I know not to bring hot women. I'm going to always bring Chick.
Wait a minute. I'm a hot chick.
Not only does that hurt me and my enduring admiration for you.
And I know that's why I didn't give you grief.
Professional.
Until now.
As a woman and an Iowa nice girl who is a ray of sunshine. That hurts me that I would do something that would cause you any anguish. But it makes me look like a chump because I was, quote, fawning over Julie. Did I not put it in the blurb with the video?
Nope.
You oh, never. Boy.
Fuck.
Wow.
God I damn mean, it.
And yet, I forgave you right away.
Doesn't seem like it. Doesn't seem like it.
Carol,
that's what we
how
do.
Many emails?
Women hold on to stuff.
Oh, no
and
shit.
Wait till the perfect moment.
No
this
shit.
Is illustration. The illustrating
how many exact. Times have I forwarded emails to you from my listenership who say, more Carol. More
I
Carol.
I didn't take it personal. I just wanted to like give you a little grief on your
I'm
show.
Still trying to figure out why you brought Julie.
She's hot.
She's hot. She's so hot. He was so excited. He was like, he never, like, it was like I wasn't in the room.
I was sitting on that like a 3-0 fastball.
And so what did I do today? I stepped up my game.
You did.
I showered.
Yeah, you showered?
You showered.
I showered. I put on a little makeup in the car as I was driving, so
nice.
I don't know how I did.
Yes, but are your nipples hard?
Let me see. Yes.
Still hard.
There we go.
All right.
Anybody very listening good. Going, what the hell did Chick just say?
You're going to have all to right. hear the whole show to understand that.
All right, exactly let's right. eat, everybody. Let's eat.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
162 games of baseball a season can feel like a grind to watch, but you can put the excitement back into each and every game with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code ZABE to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using promo code ZABE to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com.